Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter.
which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Let's talk about principles of personal performance review. You know, if you have a job, in corporate America, certainly, usually, you know, once a year, you have a performance review, sometimes two, sometimes every quarter, where you sit down with your immediate manager, at least if you have a predictable job, and if you're an employee, you sit down with your immediate manager, and they kind of say, here's how it's going. How's it going for you? Here's what we've observed. What have you observed? What are you trying to grow into? Where are you struggling? What's the next skill path for you? All of that happens in a structure, but many of you are entrepreneurs. Many of you are the business owner. Many of you are the manager or the owner. Many of you are the person who's doing the work by yourself. So you need to set up your own performance reviews. Now, I do mine every Sunday. It's just been part of my practice since, I think, 2001 or two. I think right around the turn of the century. Isn't that weird to say that? You know, around the turn of the century. I'm old, apparently. So principles of performance review, here's some ideas to keep in mind. Number one, you need a weekly review to drive performance. So you have to block the time to review. This is principle number one that everyone violates and why most people don't see this sort of ratcheting up of performance and success in their life. Because what they're doing is they're going through the day fairly randomly, they're finishing the week crashing and burning, and they're just starting the next week. And there's no time to do the introspection that would gain not just new insights or new things to work on, but also help them identify where they'd go next. Most people aren't living intentionally, and I bet you feel that way as well. You know, for me, being more intentional each day of my life is what made each day of my life get better. And I feel like I'm on this arc of growth in my life where I always feel like I'm just beginning, but I'm still so far away from where I was before. And that only happens because of this personal practice of a weekly performance review. And you need to have it weekly if you want to drive sustained long-term performance. Almost every high performer at the highest levels I've ever talked to has some type of weekly review that they do. And sometimes that review is kind of casual. Maybe they sit down with a pot of green tea, think about their week, write down what they're grateful for, what they learned, things like that. But when you work with me, it's at another level of intention here. It's a full hour block time on a Sunday to work on yourself. And most people won't take that. Because, you know, on Sundays, catch-up day, it's family day, it's picnic day, it's rest day, it's Netflix day these days for people. And matter of fact, most Americans are still clocking in over 4 hours of television on Sundays. Over 4 hours of television. So I'm not really asking that much. I say, you know, just block up time. Maybe it's only 20 minutes for you because you just got some newborns and there's no way, Brendan, I could do an hour. Maybe it's 30 minutes, maybe it's 45 minutes. But what I know if we're going to increase your performance, like your actual ability to succeed at the next level, we've got to get you blocking time to do a weekly performance review. We got to have a time. I just do mine at the end of the week. Some people do theirs on Friday morning for 20 minutes, some of my clients, because they don't want to mess with their weekends. I'm cool with that. Sunday's my reflection day anyway, because, you know, I have a spiritual practice on Sundays. So for me, that's the perfect day, right? So it aligns my thoughts about my life with my own spirituality and my own beliefs. And that helps me keep myself sort of congruent. But I need you from this day forward to set a time every week, and that's blocked out. And that's when you do it. Period. And if you're like, Brenda, I can't because I got, you know, I got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old running around. They're beating each other up with pots and pans. And you're like, there's no way. Then choose a day and make sure it happens on that day by the end of the day. Just choose a day. It has to happen. Okay. I can't tell you how important that is. Number two, you need a written journal for this activity. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to have a separate journal that's only for performance review. That's all it is. It's a journal that nothing, no other thoughts, no writing, no randomness, no diary, no gratitude journal. That doesn't live in your performance journal. Your performance journal is for you to learn how to become more of a weapon in life so that you gain greater self-mastery at what you're doing. It's not for sketching. It's not for anything else. It's not for even diary. I want it just for these performance reviews. Number three, score everything. Okay, the basis of real growth in performance comes down to scoring. Because it's just like if you're going to go work out and you're trying to be able to lift more weight. If you go in the gym and you just have the intention to lift weight and it's more weight every single time. You know, if you go to the gym and you're trying to weightlift even more and you just say, I'm going to lift heavier each time. But you're not tracking how much you lift last time, how many reps, how many sets. Then there's no way you're actually going to have a steady growth period at all. There's no way you're ever going to have exponential growth for sure. So you have to score it. So here's what I'm going to have you do. All I'm going to ask you to do is score yourself on 1 to 10 in each of these areas. Okay. 1, you suck that week. You had a bad week at it. It was no good. 10, you were on your game. You kicked butt. You were incredible in that area of your life. And you're just going to score. Give yourselves numbers in each of those areas each week. Now let's talk about the areas. We have roles, goals, and performance drivers. So I'm going to share with you what mine are. I'll tell you what the topics are as well. Okay, roles mean you should know, well, how are you rating yours? Every week, if you had to say, did I do a good job this week? What roles would you look at? Maybe you're a mom, and you say, okay, how did I do as a mom? How did I do as a husband? How did I do as a team leader? How did I do as a spiritual person? How did I do as a role model? You got to choose the roles that you want to score yourself in each week. The second area is your goals. Yep, that means you should already have an intention. You should know what your goals are. And then you should score yourself against those goals at the end of each week. How did I progress against those goals? Not, you know, do I have them? Do I believe in them? Do I want them? It's, did I progress this week? 1, 0 progress on this goal. 10, I was absolutely consistent every single day moving towards this goal. Okay, 10, everyday consistency and momentum, right? And then the last one is performance drivers. What makes you great? Like, if you've ever been to one of our masterminds, I'll often ask the mastermind to write down 5 of the things that made them most successful in life. And then I'll ask them to score themselves in each of those 5 areas. And that's what I want you to think about too, okay? So what makes you most successful? What is it? If you really had to identify what drives your highest levels of performance, like getting the best of yourself, what would those 5 things be? Those are what we're gonna call performance drivers. Okay, so we're going to score ourselves in each of these areas, and I'll share with you mine as an example, and then that's just basically how we are guiding the week. So every week on a Sunday, I block my time to do this, I keep my written journal, and then I score myself in these areas. Okay, so let me walk you through my areas. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to.
don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. This 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
My roles. These are the areas that I score myself on, each of these in a score 1 to 10. Husband, son, brother, leader, creator, and inspiration. This is how I score myself. As a husband, this week, 1, I was a dirty, mean, horrible bastard. 10, I was awesome, winning points all week, every single day. Which one? How'd I score 1 to 10 as a husband? Okay, how about as a son? How about as a brother, as a leader? So here's the thing. These have been my roles. I've been measuring myself for, 4 or 5 years. And so these specific roles. And so I've got my scores going all the way back for 4 or 5 years on how I've done in each of these areas. And you know what it did? It made me more intentional in each of these areas. Because the nice thing is, with scoring yourself in roles, our roles in life are tied to our identity. Our identity forms our intentions, and our intentions form our initiative. You follow? Too many people just focus on initiative each week, and what I do psychologically is I back it up. I go, okay, intention, and I come back all the way identity. Your roles, that's tied to your identity. Does this make sense? So I want you to start scoring yourself. These might not be yours, but you should know your roles. And after a period of time, you just get used to it. Creator, did I actually create new content this week? Because my career is tied to this. So you might have a role where your career is tied to. I also score myself on, do I feel like I'm living an inspired life? In whatever way that means for me, you might have your own definition. For me, do I feel like I'm living my message? Am I being congruent with what I believe? Did I do something this week that inspired somebody? These are the things I measure myself on. They become my intentions, they become my initiatives, become my habits, and they form who I am. It's so simple. Honestly, if you've never done this before, just doing this one simple thing will completely transform the quality of your life. After, I swear, just like 3-4 weeks. Because most people, they're lacking intention in the roles that they play each week, okay? So those are my roles. Then my goals. Here's how I do my goals. I am a project. I'm a human in motion trying to get better. So at the first of every month, the very first day of every month, I sit down with my journal and say, what am I going to work on this month? Okay? What am I going to work on this month? And, you know, I think I often joke that patience has been a monthly personal project for me probably, 40-some plus months, you know, because I have to teach myself. I grew up in an environment where no one was patient. And so I had to teach myself to deal with anger and frustration and restlessness and learn how to be patient in life, which was really hard. So that's been a monthly personal project for me. So if my monthly personal project is patience, I'll say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1, I was an impatient bastard. 10, I was Dalai Lama man, right up in that territory. That will help me figure out how I'm doing there. Then I measure myself on long-term projects. And these are the bigger things I might be working to. If I have my ultimate ambition or my ultimate vision, the projects are going to get me there. And so these long-term projects, if you've been to my training or if you've read any of High Performance Habits, you'll know that there is this conversation about the 5 moves. Moving towards my accomplishment of these projects, and I'll rate myself in each of those areas. And I might say, oh my gosh, Brendan, this is a lot. Now remember, I'm teaching you in real time. This might only take me a couple minutes sometimes, right? This is really fast because I do it every week. For you, the first time you're gonna do this, it's gonna be like, it'll feel like an all-day personal workshop. You know, it's gonna take some time to think through these things. But after you've thought through these things every single week, for weeks on end, or months on end, or years on end in my case, it's just like, I know where I'm at, right there. I'm right at that. And it's increasing your self-awareness. As we increase your self-awareness, we increase your ability to become great. Then the last one is my vision. Am I living, because my goals are all tied to my vision, do I feel like I'm living towards my vision on a consistent basis each week? So that's a 1 to 10. So now you get the idea. Then the last area is performance drivers. Now, my performance drivers are the high performance drivers, the stuff that we've proven from our analysis and data, and the things that now I've been teaching, some of it over the last 5 years, and some of it I just learned. But it's these different performance drivers: clarity, energy, necessity, productivity, influence, and courage. These are your performance drivers, okay? These are the things that make the greatest difference. So if you're trying to grow, and more importantly, you're trying to sustain long-term success, those are the most important things that will drive your performance. Seeking clarity consistently, generating energy consistently, raising your necessity right before a performance, right before an activity, increasing your prolific quality output, meaning your productivity, but a very specific way of focusing on productivity, developing more influence, and demonstrating more courage. Because this is what the world's largest high-performance study kicked out. Now, if you've ever been with me, if you've been studying for me from a long time ago, you know I had about 4 of these down in lock. I didn't know that necessity was so critical, and I didn't know, even though I taught and I talked about courage, I didn't know that the scores in these areas were so instrumental to everything that we do. So those are part of the book. I hope you'll get it and check it out. But I measure myself 1 to 10. Now you see when people are like, Brendan, how do you get so much done? I'm like, it's because every week I score myself. Brendan, how come you always seem so happy? Because every week I'm measuring myself on things that make me happy and congruent. Brendan, how do you do whatever? It's probably tied to this in some way or another. So I hope that helps. So what we've talked about so far, 1, you have to do weekly performance reviews, so you have to block time. 2, you gotta keep a journal. 3, you have to score everything. Roles, goals, performance drivers. Those are my 3 areas.
All right, hey my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.